But that's all I know about
that, honey. What about some berries? Some kind of red colored berry that people make shortcake out of.
Strawberries. Okay. Now, right around here, we don't raise them too much. Just maybe a row or two of somebody would. But up in Lotsua County and Bradford County is a strawberry place up here in Florida here.
What about some kinds of berries that have a rough surface to it? Some of them are red and some of them are black.
A rough surface?
Uh-huh.
A berry?
Yeah. Say red.
Raspberry and I think the boysenberry.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, y'all.
And what sort of bushes do you have? Flowering bushes do you have growing around here that grow?
Like for the yard flowers?
Oh, flowering bushes.
Like azaleas and rose bushes and things like that. Is that what you mean? That's about what.
Do you have something? Laurel or rhododendron or spoonwood?
No, honey, I'm not now, but I think my sister-in-law's got some of them things up at her house, some of them flowers. I can't have very many flowers around here, so many domes around.
Yeah.
If I had a fence like she's got, it would, but I don't have much, but I think they have them.
What's that?
Oh, them that you named out. Oh, them lanterns and things like that and flowers.
Mm-hmm. What about a large flowering tree that's got shiny leaves to it and big white flowers? It's sort of a symbol of the South.
Well, cottonwood.
Now, I'll say it's something that, magnolia?
Magnolia.
Uh-huh. Huh?
Magnolia is what you talk about, yeah. And it smells good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They usually around here is in the creeks. Usually. I know one big magnolia tree's over
right around here,
about a mile over this way. It's a big one that some old people set out years and years ago. But they don't hardly ever have them, but just around in swamps.
Mm-hmm. And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
My husband.
Okay, any joking way you should refer to him?
The old man, or the boss, or something like that.
And he would say, I'd have to ask?
The wife.
Any other?
Or the boss.
Okay. And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
widow.
And if they're just separated, then she'd be a...
divorcee.
Okay, do you ever hear another expression for that?
Grass widow.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I've heard that, but I didn't know what it really meant.
Yeah. Sam, what did you call your father when you were little?
I think we always called him Daddy.
Really, I'm not.
I think it was.
Anything else people call their father?
Well, they called him Pa and Papa and like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we always said Daddy.
What about your mother?
Mama.
Okay. Anything else people would say?
We'd maybe say Mom,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
And your father and mother together are called your...
parents.
And your father's father is called your...
Grandpa. Well, that's what we called our grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say granddaddy, we said grandpa.
Mm-hmm. What about his wife?
Grandma.
Okay. Any other names for
him? Well, that's all we call a lot of... Some of us around here now say Nanny.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that's really what they ought to do, because I think a nanny is someone that, like a governess,
mm-hmm.